In just under an hour and a half, Pope Benedict XVI will travel to Cathedral House in Sydney in preparation for an encounter with the youth of the world. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Wednesday is the final day of rest for Pope Benedict XVI before he tours the city of Sydney on Thursday, which would include a boaticade that will travel along the southern side of Sydney Harbour. The Holy Father has been staying at a semi-rural retreat in Kenthurst in the city's northwest, but is due to leave there to travel to Cathedral House in Sydney, where he'll attend a dinner. Meanwhile, the youth of the world who wait for Pope Benedict's arrival in the city continue to participate in the wide array of events. Father Anthony Denton is Director of Vocations in the Archdiocese of Melbourne. He spoke about the appeal of World Youth Day.
Well, I think they come to World Youth Day because they want to experience the Catholic faith, in a huge sort of stadium-like atmosphere. I think that's probably the reason why they come in the first place. When they get here to a World Youth Day, and especially here in Sydney, they experience that, but then they experience the other elements, particularly the Mass. It is so central. I mean, the main events of World Youth Day, this so-called Catholic Woodstock, is the Eucharist.
Despite attending a Mass, rock concert and a fireworks display at the city's dockside Bangaroo the night before, Wednesday morning saw pilgrims up bright and early for morning services, which included a time for silence and reflection. Wednesday is also the first day of religious teaching for the hundreds of thousands of youth who are in Sydney for the World Youth Day celebrations. The three-hour sessions will see young Catholics gather at over 300 different locations across the city, led by bishops and cardinals. But it's not all work. There's time for a spot of relaxation. A series of concerts were organised on Wednesday at Bangaroo, Hyde Park and the Domain. And World Youth Day events were also on the move to the Bondi area, where the Franciscan friars were hosting a concert that included a rapping priest and a motorbike display. But although Australia is used to hosting high-profile events such as the Commonwealth Games and the Olympic Games in 2000, its transport network is being put to the test with the convergence of the world's youth on Sydney. There have been reports of traffic congestion in some parts, and the city's trains are being put to the test, running at nearly full capacity to deal with the influx of people. Numbers are also expected to grow as the Pope moves to St Mary's Cathedral for the remainder of the celebrations. I'm Lydia O'Kane.